Thank you for having the courage to step into the shadows with us. It's an honor to be your guide through the darkness, where every whisper and shadow holds a chilling story. If spine-tingling tales are what you crave, there's a world of terror waiting for you. Simply search for Scare Street on your favorite audiobook platform and let us lead you deeper into the unknown. Let the nightmares begin. Stakeout on Mortuary Row. From the Case Files of Max Mooney, P.I. by Simon Cluett. Her name was Lola Wilde, and she was, in a word, beautiful. Raven hair, emerald green eyes, and wearing a classy pencil dress that showcased her perfect curves. The moment she entered my office, the atmosphere shifted. In her fragrance, I detected notes of caramel and vanilla, with a delicate inflection of wild berries. And yet, despite her looks, her jewelry, and her designer wardrobe, she seemed to carry a great sadness. Her shoulders sagged, eyes downcast. She was burdened, as if gravity itself bore her some intangible grudge. If she was disappointed by my disheveled appearance, she hid it well. We faced each other across my desk, a cluttered no-man's land of dusty files and junk mail.
"Mr. Mooney," she said in a smoky voice, "you come highly recommended."
Highly recommended. Her words, not mine. But by who? It was a question I didn't get a chance to ask.
"I believe my husband is cheating on me."
"I see," I replied, steepling my fingers and tapping my chin. It was an affectation that lent me an air of sincerity, or so I told myself. She spoke for close to an hour, but I'd heard the story a thousand times.
"I want you to follow him. Find out where he goes, who he sees, and..."
She paused, wrestling her emotions.
"What they do. I'm begging you, Mr. Mooney. Please help me."
I jolted awake from the same dream that haunted me every night. Shadows closing in, growing thicker and gaining substance. Tiny, buzzing insects taking shape in the inky nothingness. They crawl into my mouth, my ears, my nostrils, before devouring me alive. My bedsheets were damp with sweat. A half-empty bottle of whiskey was blocking my view of the alarm clock. I stumbled out of bed and into the shower. Standing under a gurgling drizzle of lukewarm water, I went back over Lola's story, examining it from all angles, taking it apart and putting it back together. Her husband was an arrogant slimeball who'd made his first million by the time he'd turned 30. If he was playing away, then I had to give him full marks for covering his tracks. There were no hushed phone calls or X-rated text messages. None of his clothes bore the scent of another woman's perfume, nor had he left an incriminating trail of receipts for expensive gifts or meals in fancy restaurants. But when Lola had dared to question him about his increasingly frequent nights away, he'd flown into a rage, and a barrage of hate-filled spite followed accusations of ingratitude and paranoia. I lost track of time, staring down at spiraling water until the shower ran cold. I emerged, shivering, skin taut from goose flesh. I towel-dried myself, turning away from the mirror on the off-chance hump might